We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, Orlando Magic fans? Welcome to Six Man Show Post Game Live presented by Rock'em. Magic lose. In Charlotte, I don't say the worst loss of the year. I don't think it was. Certainly the worst loss in a while. Lose to the Hornets 124-115. In a game that could mean a lot. Just be honest, this game could mean a whole heck of a lot, especially when you look at what's happening in the rest of the league right now tonight. Feels like it could be a really big missed opportunity. And so super, super disappointing night. But yeah, we get to talk about it right here on the show. Thanks for joining us. The Six Man Show Post Game Live is presented by Rock'em. Rock'em is the world's largest sock store. They will not disappoint you. They're located in Orlando. Their headquarters is in Orlando. They make awesome socks and underwear. Some of your favorite sports teams, including the Orlando Magic. Magic, obviously, right around the corner from a playoff push, and so now's the time to get some Magic gear. You can get that at rock'em.com, and just be sure you use that code MAGIC20 at rock'em.com, because that will get you 20% off your order at rock'em.com, and it helps out the six-man show. So if you like the six-man show, you like high-quality socks and underwear representing your favorite team, then check out rock'em.com and use that code MAGIC20. All right, folks, this one hurts. This one hurts a lot. Here's where I'm going to start. If you really follow the Magic closely, which I assume if you're sitting here watching this show right now or listening to this show right now, after that performance, you probably follow the Magic really closely. If you follow the Magic closely all season long, you know the Magic have been terrific against the bad teams. Like, really good. One of the best in the league against the bad teams. And so, on the whole, you expect nights like this to happen during the season. Not frequently. Not for the good teams, not frequently. But we expect them to happen every once in a while. It's the NBA. Any team can be any team on any night. That's the beauty of professional basketball, right? The problem here is the timing, right? Like, losing to the Charlotte Hornets on the road in January, when Charlotte shoots the ball well, you can't shoot the ball well, these things happen, whatever, is probably more overlooked than a night like tonight, where here we are. We are 9 days away from the end of the regular season. Magic are fighting for playoff positioning. You look around the league tonight, which we'll do here in just a little bit, and you see all the other results, several of them going your way right now, one of them not. And so it just feels like a missed opportunity. No, I'm not. It doesn't feel like. It is a missed opportunity. No matter how it goes tonight with the other games, this is a missed opportunity, especially when you look at the rest of the Magic schedule. This was a game you absolutely had to win. You could not afford to let down. And that's exactly what happened. The Magic come out absolutely flat, especially defensively. Could not stop the Hornets. Could not stop Brandon Miller. And then over the course of the whole night, just couldn't shoot the basketball while the Hornets couldn't miss, felt like. Hornets shot 50% from three. I think it ended up as like 15 of 30, I believe, from three. Yeah, 15 of 30 for Charlotte. You shoot 9 for 38 from three for 23%. That first quarter, your three-point shooting, pretty much the difference in the game. You give up 124 points to that Charlotte team. It's just, it's kind of ironic. We saw a lot of posts today about the Magic's defense, you know, second in the league right now in defensive rating, at least coming into tonight. Tonight will definitely hurt that. But anyway, a mess of a night. Can't wait to hear what you guys have to say about it, because I can only imagine. Everybody's just super, super disappointed. We will start tonight with our Super Chats. Ty, Mr. TV says, well, at least the Knicks are losing. Yeah, we'll go ahead and I did this last game. I'll do it now, too. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of these scores. Just so you know what we're working with right now, obviously, we are the only 7 o'clock game that matters as far as the race goes. So all these other games are still going on. Knicks are down 15 with 10 minutes to go in the third in Chicago. Of course, if you watched last night's Knicks game, you know that apparently no deficit is too much for the Knicks because the Kings were all over them last night at MSG. And then, the Knicks had no problem. The game that's not going our way right now, Miami is up 10 in Houston, 76-66, almost halfway through the third. This is the game, though, that's just crazy. The Raptors are up 10 on the Bucks right now. So think about what happens if the Magic win this Charlotte game and this Raptors-Bucks game scores. You would be one game back of the 2 seed. That's the part that makes me the most sick right now. Because the Raptors, obviously a long way to go. The Raptors right now could be doing you a gigantic favor and you absolutely choked. That's the part that hurts the worst. Honestly, I'm greedy, but whatever. Anyway, okay, let's take a look at the rest of the chat here tonight. A couple people talking about the Magic being up, or sorry, the Knicks being down, yes. Janine says, hopefully J.I. will be good to go on Sunday. That game is now a must win. Yeah, not having J.I. tonight, holy smokes. Yeah, that was huge. That was huge. The hard thing is with back spasms, which if you missed the game or the broadcaster part of it or whatever, Jonathan Isaac missed tonight's game, a late scratch due to back spasms, which I don't remember Jonathan Isaac being listed with back spasms ever in his career. Maybe I'm forgetting, but this sounds like a new thing. And if you've been around basketball long enough, you know back spasms can be a very complicated issue for basketball players. A recurring issue for basketball players. Some guys, it's a temporary thing where they're out a game or two. Some guys, it lasts for a while. And so obviously super concerning, not just for the regular season, but like I said, guys, we're 9 days away from the end of the regular season, which means we are 15 days away from the start of the playoffs. And so hopefully whatever the prognosis is for Jonathan Isaac is good regarding back spasms. But you're right, Sunday now. I mean, when you look at the rest of the Magic schedule, Sunday is the most winnable game left. So you have to do it at home. You got to do it. Warp 10 says, going to need a post-game pep talk after that catastrophe. I don't know who those guys were that we just watched, but that was not my Orlando Magic out there tonight. Just flat out embarrassing. The other part that bothers me about this is I would have thought, the Magic just played in Charlotte a month ago. That was the game Jonathan, Luke, myself were able to attend, which was a lot of fun. But Charlotte gave us a scare in that game too. Like that game was way too close for comfort. And I would have thought that mindset maybe would have, led the Magic into this game where they go, hey, remember the last time we were in Charlotte? This team is not to be played around with. And yet, that first quarter was, to me, the worst defensive quarter of the season. I know statistically it probably wasn't, but we consider who you're playing and just the optics, the eye test. Magic, failed to compete on a lot of defensive possessions in that first quarter, and it was very disappointing. Luis Rosario says, Charlotte came out and played as if they needed this win to make the playoffs. Yeah. Credit them. I mean, obviously, a Steve Clifford team's gonna play their hearts out. Credit Brandon Miller. He was incredible in that first quarter. Obviously, the Magic gave them a lot, but they took advantage. Credit them. Luke B says, a game like this was inevitable. We start with no effort against bad teams that we've beat, and I'm surprised this is the first team that got a rhythm and burned us. Frustrating, man. Exactly. That's exactly right. This is the NBA. This happens to even the best teams lose to the worst teams sometimes, right? I can remember I was actually reading a I don't know if it was a tweet or an article today about the record-setting Golden State Warriors that went 73-9, and they lost to, it was like a 16-win Lakers team or something that year, 19 wins. I don't remember what they had. It happens. That's the best team regular season in the history of basketball. Back up. History of the NBA. In the history of the NBA. And they lost to a cellar dweller that year. It happens. We've played with our food. Maybe a better way to put it is we played with fire several times this year, and finally we got burned. We finally got burned. Janine says, Brandon Miller's a beast. Yeah, he was incredible. Yeah, I'm Jovi. This is true. He says, every time we have a chance to make it a three-point game, they respond with big buckets. 15 of 30 from three, almost impossible to win against that. Yeah, again, credit to Charlotte. Every time we made a run, which we made several significant runs. Like, I think we had a 12-0 run, an 8-0 run, a 7-0 run at different points of the night. And we never led. Charlotte led this whole game. It was a wire-to-wire win for Charlotte, which is crazy. Destin for Greatness has absolutely embarrassing effort. 100%. 100%. Oh, man. That stinks. Yeah, Jeremy says, what the heck was Miller on tonight? This game is more like they couldn't be stopped. Not that we just didn't try. I think you're partially right. I think part of the problem was we let them get going, kind of like what was mentioned earlier. We let them get going with bad defense, and then once they got they caught fire, it couldn't stop. Couldn't stop. Soul Train with a super chat. Says, Bucks and Knicks might lose too. I finally had jam hot chicken. It was awesome going down. Not looking forward to the next bathroom visit, though. Hey, it works differently for everybody, you know? Glad you got to go and glad you enjoyed it. Thanks for supporting our sponsor like that. As far as Bucks and Knicks, yep, Bucks and Knicks both down right now, which is the Bucks being down by 11 to the worst team in basketball right now. They've lost 15 in a row, the Raptors. That is crazy. Crazy to me. Let's see. I lost where I was. That's fine. I'll just pick up somewhere here. Desmond for Greatness says, we will never be a serious contender until we learn to take care of the ball. I think we only had 10 turnovers tonight. We had some ill-advised ones for sure, but 10 turnovers, you know. I mean, considering a typical night for the Magic, that is. Well, I'll take that every night. Every night. Jeremy says, maybe the worst game of the year. Certainly, as far as consequences go, this is definitely the worst game of the year. David Elliott says, really need a J.I. tonight? 100%. Ness says, Powell has been in a funk lately. His finishing around the rim has been poor. I hope he gets out of it before the playoffs. Yeah. Couple moments tonight, especially like through contact, you expect J.I. to convert some of those, and he didn't on a couple occasions tonight, which is rough. Seth says, can I get a little recap of the game? Only saw we lost, was not able to watch it. Recap of the game. The Magic came out with zero defensive intensity or energy. A lot of wide open looks for Charlotte, both in the paint and from outside. Brandon Miller started the game like 7 of 7, 8 of 8, 9 of 9, something like that. Magic ended up down 38 to 23 at the end of the first quarter, and that was literally the difference in the game. You won the rest of the game. You outscored them by 6 the other three quarters, but the first quarter you lose by 15, and that was literally the difference. So that's your recap. Don't get me wrong, the Magic eventually got better defensively, but it wasn't that the first quarter was the only problem. They had issues defensively in moments throughout the rest of the game, but it was especially that first quarter where you really, really, really lost it. Chris says, too dang mad about tonight to stick around, but I made sure to leave a like. Sorry, guys. Geez, the absolute worst time to crap the bed. Thank you for hitting that like button. And if you are hanging out with us tonight, please hit that like button. This is not as much fun as it is to do these shows, which is genuinely fun. Win or loss, doesn't matter. I am very sad right now. And so sitting here and talking to you guys about this in some ways helps, and in some ways it hurts even more. So if you're appreciative of some post-game content after our most important loss of the season, please hit that like button. It's always appreciated and really, really helps out the show. Solitary Introvert says, this loss was inexcusable, 100%. There is no excuse for this. No excuse. Lewis, this is true. He says, Charlotte was on fire from the free throw line and threes. No way for us to recover from that kind of shooting. Yeah, credit to Charlotte also for their free throw shooting. I know David and Jeff talked about it towards the end of the broadcast. They ended up going 23 of 23 from the line. Magic went 22 of 26 from the line, which is good for the Magic. We'll take that every night. But Charlotte goes 23 of 23. They did not miss from the line, which is crazy. Crazy. Mac says, of course they have one of the best offensive games versus us. Yeah, isn't that how that works? Crazy. Oh, man. Ty says, I really don't want to hear young team or learning coach. I think that's fair. I think that's fair. This team has proven over and over and over again they can beat the bad teams. So, not a lot of excuses. Not a lot of excuses. Nesta says, why did J.I. not play? If you just joined us, did have back spasms, which feels new, you know. Don't remember hearing about that ever before. Santi says, worst loss that could affect our playoff implications. Let's hope the Bulls can keep the Knicks at bay tonight so we aren't hurt as much. Yeah. Bulls, yeah, hopefully they can hold on. Obviously, the Kings were not able to do that last night. The Rockets are the team I'm really hoping can make a comeback here. Because that's the thing. If, oh, wow, the Knicks are coming back. They're only down 7. Oh, good grief. Okay. That's the thing. If the Rockets can somehow form a comeback and the Raptors and Bulls can hold on, this literally tonight literally doesn't hurt you, which is crazy. But then on the flip side, you're like, man, think of all the ground you could have gained with a win tonight, but whatever. Brian G says pain. Yeah. Franz Boogie says, love you guys. It's going to be okay. You're right. It is going to be okay. We're still going to make the playoffs. We'll talk a little bit more about, you know, magic numbers and all that kind of stuff here in just a little bit. But we're going to be fine, obviously. But tonight, again, if this loss was in January or something, I wouldn't be feeling these feelings. I would have been like, wow, that was frustrating. Cool. We move on. Tonight, I'm more feeling the way I'm feeling because I'm seeing what's happening around the league. And I'm just thinking about the fact of what a win here could have done for the Magic in the standings. That's the part that hurts the most. Didalo says, Kevin, I was stuck watching the Hornets broadcast, and I can assure you it was no fun at all. I'm not surprised. Not surprised. It's a very energetic broadcast crew over there on Bally Sports South, I think is what their branch is called, including Stephen Curry's dad, Del Curry, which is pretty fun. Nathan says, love the level-headed take. You're right. The timing is the worst part of this. Losses like this happen. The timing is what sucks. 100%. 100%. That's how I feel. That is how I feel. Oh, yeah, Joey. The Bertans fadeaway three in the corner at the shot clock buzzer broke my heart. Yeah, that was the one where I was like, okay, I just don't think this is going to happen. Because I think the Magic had it down to like 6. Is that when he made that three or was it 9? I can't remember. Either way. And then he made that and you're just like, okay, well, if that's going in, what can you do?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The only hero, Grant, I'm glad you mentioned this because it's kind of funny. Grant Williams has never set a legal screen in his life. Hate watching that guy. You're right. He gets away with a ton of illegal screens, but I thought it was very funny that the one time they called an illegal screen on him tonight might have actually been a legal screen, which is funny. It's a makeup for all the ones that don't get called, but I thought that was kind of funny. But yeah, that dude is, I'm not a fan of him. Not a fan. Yeah, Soul Train says, I'm disappointed because the Magic kept coming back to keep me interested in the game. Man, they were just playing with us tonight, playing with our hearts. Playing with our hearts. It's rough. Rough. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Jory says, I don't know how we couldn't take advantage of Charlotte playing a 6'6 center. Yeah. Wish we did a little better job of that tonight. David Elliott says, Pelicans must have knocked Suggs 3-point loose. Yeah, all those hits on Wednesday night. Jalen did not have it tonight for sure. Wally says, Cole was rough. Yeah. A lot of guys were rough tonight. She says some bad rotation decisions tonight, and Joe played a lot. Yeah, it's no secret that I'm trying to be polite here. I'm trying to be kind. Joe can be a weak link on defense, and I think a couple times that was really, really evident tonight. Really evident. Peacecraft says, play and look spooky with Embiid healthy and Atlanta rolling. I know tonight sucks, and wow, the Knicks are down 5. Great. I don't want to be overconfident, but I feel very confident we're not going to be in the play-in. I really do. That would be just an epic collapse. Now, if we get in a spot where, well, I guess we have to be the 2 if we're going to play a play-in team, which this feels tough to hit the 2 after tonight, but we'll talk about that in a second. Yeah, rough. Major says we would have been a 3 seed if we won because lead our division and the Cavs don't. Exactly. Yeah. If we would have won tonight, we'd have been the 3 seed for at least 24 hours or whatever it is. I think the Cavs play the Lakers tomorrow. Yeah, we would have been the 3 seed tonight. So stinks not to have that. And again, talking about the 2 seed, Bucks are still down 9 as the third quarter's coming almost to an end. Kind of crazy. Didalo says, realistically, what will happen if we lose out? That game will make you feel uneasy as a fan. Sure, let's just worst case scenario here. Let's do it. Let's do absolute worst case scenario. Let's say Magic lose out. We have 5 games remaining, so we'd be 45-37. Probably 45-37. Yeah, you're probably looking at the 7 seed, I would guess. Yeah, if you lose out, I think that's probably the 7 seed there. So you're in the play-in. I don't know. We'll look more at that when we get to the spreadsheet here in a little bit. All right. Let's look at the box score, guys. See what we were working with here statistically tonight. It stinks because a couple guys had some. By a couple, I mean really Paolo and Franz. You take away Paolo's 3-point shooting, and Paolo had a good night. Franz was fine tonight. Well, actually, you take away all their 3-point shooting. The whole team was terrible. 9 of 38, 23%. Paolo and Franz combined for 1 of 12 from 3. Yikes. Good luck winning a game like that. 1 of 12 from 3. Gross. Paolo, 1 of 8. Gross. They still combined for 54 points. Paolo, 32, 8 and 8. A steal, 2 blocks. He had 3 blocks. They must have taken one away, which is tragic. Franz 22-7 with an assist and a steal. They combined for 4 turnovers, which not mad at that at all. It's just the shooting. Like, those guys should not be taking 12 threes if they don't have it, you know? Some nights those guys have it. If you have it, you're knocking down your first couple or whatever, keep shooting. 1 of 8. It's gross. It's really gross. Outside of those two guys, I mean, Markel, I thought was a huge difference maker off the bench, kept us in the game there for a stretch of this game. 15-6 rebounds for him, as well as 3 assists. Shout out to Markel. I really wish Mo got more time. I don't understand, like, the 10 minutes of Mo Wagner with no Jonathan Isaac. That I don't get that at all. Wendell plays 38 minutes. Why? What did Wendell do tonight? I don't understand that part. Yeah, Mo Wagner, 8 points in 10 minutes, did pretty much whatever he wanted at the rim, which is par for the course for him on a lot of nights, depending on what matchup he has. Mo Wagner is very good at finishing at the rim. Why does he play 10 minutes tonight? I don't get that. I don't understand that at all. Not at all. Per minute, he outscored and out-rebounded Mo Wagner. Mo Wagner outscored and out-rebounded Wendell Carter Jr. Now, Wendell went 3 of 7 from 3. Is that why he stayed in? Because he was shooting the ball well? I don't know. But that was very, very weird to me. I didn't realize until just the second that he only played 10 minutes. Very, very strange. don't like that at all. Cole, dismal tonight, 2 points. 1 of 8 shooting, 0 of 4 from 3. Joe Ingles tonight had that corner 3, which is a big one at the time, but ends up with only 3 points and 2 assists. So not great. Outside of that, oh yeah, Gary Harris tonight ended up shooting well, 4 of 8. All of them were 3-pointers, 3 boards, 6 assists for Gary. Wow, 2 steals. Thought Gary was good. Jalen was pretty good. Obviously not shooting the 3-ball well tonight, but, you know, I don't know. I just got really disappointed when I saw those Mo Wagner numbers. I did not realize he only played 10 minutes. That's crazy to me. I don't really understand that. Like I mentioned, you lose that first quarter by 15. You win the rest of the game. Tied in the second, tied in the third, and you win the fourth by 6 points. Orlando does get 64 points in the paint. I'm surprised it was that high. It didn't feel like it. But it makes you wonder if you, instead of taking, what do we take, 38 threes, if you maybe take a few less threes, get to the paint more. Weird. Charlotte does have 24 fast break points. That is gross. Your bench only scores 28. Again, you only have 10 turnovers in this game, which I'll take that. You'll absolutely take that if you're the Magic compared to how you typically turn the ball over. But this is the difference here, guys. The shooting tonight, oh gosh, Charlotte shoots 59% from the field, 43 of 72, and 50% from three, 15 of 30, and 23 for 23 from the line for 100% versus 44% from the field for the Magic, 42 of 94. 9 of 38 from 3 for 23% and 22 of 26 from the line for 84%. The Magic get 22 more shots. 22 more shots than the Hornets and lose. Not just lose, they never led this game. You had 22 more shots and you never led this game. That is crazy to me. That is insane. You get 15 offensive rebounds, which is great. 24 assists on 42 field goals. That's okay. 9 steals for the Magic, 3 blocks, 10 turnovers. That's crazy, man. That's so ugly. Oh, man. I'm even more sick now looking at some of those numbers than I was before it. Rough. Let's see here, chat. Destin for Greatness says, Mo's in the postgame presser said he's got to do a better job of preparing the guys for what they're about to see. He took the blame for this one. Interesting. B. Dill, who was at the game, says that sucked. It was the Hornets' best shooting night of the season for sure. It's hard to do much better than that. B. Dill, sorry you couldn't get a win there at Spectrum Center tonight. Talking about the rotations is very, very strange. Do you believe in says just because we looked ridiculous doesn't mean you can't hit like for this team, the 6-man show. Hey, do you believe in? Thank you so much for that. Yeah, please hit the like button, guys. Season's winding down. We're about to hit in the playoffs, man, which I'm so excited for. Even this loss is not going to, you know, let me down with my excitement because I am fired up, and we want as many Magic fans as possible to find our content, and so the best way to do that is hit that like button. It's totally free, which, by the way, if you're new around here, I should introduce ourselves as we always do on this show. We're the 6-Man Show, Orlando Magic Podcast. We put out shows every Monday and Thursday. And we're here live on YouTube after every single Orlando Magic game. So if you're new around here and you like Magic basketball, Magic content, or maybe you're just an NBA fan checking out the Magic before the playoffs, hit that subscribe button and also hit like on this stream so more people can find us. Do you believe in also said yes, Kevin? No, J.I. should mean more Mo. 100%. 100%. Ty says, I really want a center that can jump out of the gym and block shots. Is Dwight available? We have a guy like that. He was just out tonight with back spasms. Oh, man. Yeah, Colin says, these numbers hurt. That's what I'm saying. I was starting to talk myself out of the doom and gloom, and then I saw those numbers, and now I'm back in it. Weird. All right, guys. Let's go back to our scoreboard here and take a look around the league before we, oh, that's good. Rockets are back in the game. They're only down 6. Oh, of course, the Knicks are back in the game. They're only down 5. And the Bucks are in the game. They're only down 5. Okay, so this fourth quarter over here with these games is about to be spicy. Every game is within reach. So you better believe as soon as we get off here, I'm going to go over there and check that out. Let's go over to our spreadsheet. Why not? Why the heck not? This guy right here. All right. Spreadsheet time. Okay. I'm not going to do the win-loss stuff tonight because there's so many games that are up in the air right now. It'd be pointless. Obviously, tonight really, really hurts. We've talked about it already, but Pacers beat the Thunder. We just got a super chat here. A nice super chat from Shahin says, bummed, but glad we earned the right to be upset. Let's stay greedy. Safe space for Magic fans. You better believe it. This is a safe space. Thank you, Shahin, for that awesome super chat. And yeah, I think Magic fans absolutely have earned the right to be upset. That is not an acceptable loss. It's not. Another super chat comes in here from Luke B. He says, as much as this sucked, I find it hard to see us showing up with this lack of energy in the playoffs. I appreciate the vent session, Kevin. Absolutely. There is no way this team comes out with lack of energy like this in the playoffs. If anything, it'd be the opposite. We're too hyped and too energetic because we're so inexperienced in the playoffs that we just make a bunch of careless mistakes. And that is to be expected. A night like tonight was just not good enough. Not good enough. All right. So obviously, so much is in the air right now. Rockets and Heat, Knicks, Bulls, Bucks, Raptors, all going on right now. The Pacers did beat the Thunder at home tonight, which is a huge win for them. Actually, let me go back to our standings here and see if that's updated here. Yeah, so the Magic are 1.5 games. I'll let me do this. Before we do the spreadsheet, I will come back to the standings here. We can go over this. Magic are 1.5 games up on the Pacers. And 2.5 games up on the Heat and 3 games up on the Sixers. They are now a half game back of the Knicks, obviously pending this Knicks game right now. If the Knicks lose tonight, then the Magic will be back up to the 4 seed. Again, where it hurts for me right now is that Bucks score. That Bucks score is crazy. I hope the Raptors can hold on. But you could have been the 3 seed tonight and a game back of 2 if you beat the lowly Charlotte Hornets tonight. I cannot believe that. I cannot believe that. Okay. Back to the spreadsheet here. Obviously, coming up tomorrow, Sixers at Grizzlies. I'm not holding my breath for any of the rest of the Sixers games except for this one. That Magic Sixers game might end up being the biggest game of the year. We'll see. It'd be kind of crazy. But the big one for us would be Lakers Cavs. I believe it's a 3:30 p.m. Eastern tip-off tomorrow. So nice little afternoon basketball there. Lakers win would be huge. Obviously, would keep the Magic just a game back of the 3 seed. Half game back. Where they're game back right now, it'd be a half game back if the Lakers were to win that game tomorrow, which would be huge. And then Sunday, I mean, look at this slate of games on Sunday. Holy smokes, people. Magic Bulls, Heat Pacers head to head, Sixers Spurs, Knicks Bucks head to head, Cavs Clippers. So again, tonight you really should have won, had huge implications for the season. Sunday night is quite literally, if you want this team to finish in the playoffs, Sunday night is a must win for the Magic. Why? Because there are not one, but 2 head-to-head games going on Sunday night. Heat Pacers, Knicks Bucks. That means you are going to gain ground on 2 teams on Sunday. You are also going to potentially lose ground to 2 teams on Sunday. By that, I mean, if you win on Sunday, you beat the Bulls, that's great. Whoever loses Heat Pacers and Bucks Knicks, you have gained a full game on that. Let's say the Pacers beat the Heat, you gain a full game on Miami. Let's say the Bucks beat the Knicks, you gain a full game on the Knicks. Conversely, if you lose to Chicago, you are guaranteed to lose a full game to either of those results, you know, Heat, Pacers, Bucks, Knicks. Let's say you lose to the Bulls and the Heat beat the Pacers. You have lost a full game against the Heat. Same thing. Let's say the Knicks beat the Bucks. You have lost a full game against the Knicks. Sunday night is huge. It is huge. And add to it, the Sixers are playing the Spurs. The Spurs have been better, obviously, in the second half of the season than the first. They've got a couple good wins. That is the second night of a back-to-back for Philadelphia, so it's very possible, but I'm not holding my breath. The other good thing is the Cavs play the Clippers on the second night of a back-to-back. It's a huge game Sunday, a huge game on Sunday. Magic have got to bring it. They absolutely have to bring it. Have to. It's at home. If you're going to be at that game, you got to bring it. If you're a fan at that game, you got to bring it. It's got to be a playoff atmosphere. Yeah. A Sunday night is just absolutely huge, guys. I can't, especially after tonight, it's just gigantic. It's huge. It's crazy to think about. Janine says, after the Blazers game, a different Magic team showed up against the Pelicans. I am expecting the same from the guys on Sunday against the Bulls, and I will be in the arena. Janine, I know you will do this, but bring the noise. Bring the energy. This team needs our support. That's a huge game on Sunday. I mean, right now, looking at it, to me, that's the biggest game of the season thus far. Like, I know we've had some big games, but if you look at what else is happening around the league Sunday night, that is the biggest game of the season. Soul Train says, Cavs have not been playing well lately. Yeah, big time. Cavs are falling apart. Even though they got Donovan Mitchell back like over a week ago now, they still have not put it together. Dark Reaper says, I don't want to face the Knicks. I hate the Knicks. Knicks officially lose Julius Randle, by the way. We haven't talked about that on this show because that just happened yesterday, which is very significant. So we'll see. OG Anunoby came back tonight. I haven't checked to see how many minutes he's played, but we'll see how healthy he is going into the playoffs. Didalo says, I trust the Magic will beat the Bulls, hopefully by a lot. Hopefully this one won't be a nail biter. I honestly do not care if the Magic win Sunday night 2-0. I don't care if it's ugly. I don't care if it's close. I don't care if it's by a lot or a little. I don't care if we play horribly and escape with a win. I genuinely don't care. Just get a win. Get a win on Sunday. Get a win on Sunday. That's what has to happen. Has to. All right, guys. I think that's probably going to do it for tonight. Again, I'm just, at this point now, I'm nervous for Sunday. I've talked my nerves up for Sunday's game. It's just so big. It's just so, so big. Joey says, what if I don't want to play the Knicks or the Heat? Well, I'm with you. Again, my dream is still Magic 3 seed, Pacers 6. Oh, Major Everett said right before you. Magic 3 seed versus Pacers, best case scenario for me, so we don't have to play Boston in the second round. That is the dream scenario. You get a 3 seed, you play the Pacers. Bucks, the 2 seed, play them in the second round if you can beat the Pacers. Holy smokes. Look out. Anything's possible there. Anything is possible. Soldier says, agreed, just win. Let's do it. Blaze says, WTF was that? Yeah, that's pretty much sums it up. Pretty much sums up the night. So, all right, guys, let's do it. Let's wrap this one up. Yeah, tough loss. But hey, there's another opportunity 48 hours from now. And a huge one. Biggest game of the season, if you ask me. Sunday night, Magic Bulls at Kia Center. If you're going to be there, bring the energy, bring the noise. This team needs it. Enjoy the weekend, guys. Don't let this game get you down too much. Again, playoff basketball right around the corner. It's going to be exciting. Just 9 days left in the regular season. We'll see you guys on Sunday. But until then, let's go Magic.